Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex, and a special greeting to you if you're listening in America. According to my statistics, there's a few of you over there, so may the Lord bless you and thank you for joining us for these Daily Psalm Readings. Today's reading is Psalm 32, and we're going to be reading it twice. We're going to read it the first time we read it. We're going to be reading it from the New International Reader's Version, which is a good, clear, easy to understand version. If you're struggling with understanding your Bible, this is a translation worth checking out. And we're going to read it again for the second time in the English Standard Version, which is more of an academic version. So let's read together. This is a Psalm of David, and let's read Psalm 32. First from the NIRV. Blessed is the person whose lawless acts are forgiven. Their sins have been taken away. Blessed is the person whose sin the Lord never counts against them. That person doesn't want to cheat anyone. When I kept silent about my sin, my body became weak because I groaned all day long. Day and night you punished me. I became weaker and weaker as I do in the heat of summer. Then I admitted my sin to you. I didn't cover up the wrong I had done. I said, I will admit my lawless acts to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Let everyone who is faithful pray to you while they can still look to you. When troubles come like a flood, they certainly won't reach those who are faithful. You are my hiding place. You will keep me safe from trouble. You will surround me with songs sung by those who praise you, because you save your people. I will guide you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you good advice and watch over you with love. Don't be like a horse or a mule that can't understand anything. They have to be controlled by bits and bridles. If they aren't, they won't come to you. Sinful people have all kinds of trouble, but the Lord's faithful love is around those who trust in him. Be glad because of what the Lord has done for you. Be joyful, you who do what is right. Sing, all you whose hearts are honest. And now we read again the same psalm, that's Psalm 32, but this time from the English Standard Version. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up, as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. So this has been Psalm 32, which is a psalm of David. And it starts off talking about forgiveness. How great is it to be forgiven? Well, now we have the blood of Jesus, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. But I wonder, how does the phrase repentance make you feel? For many, I think it conjures images of a shouty preacher telling you to repent or else. And it's used as a way of putting people down, of telling them that they're full of sin. Yet here, repentance is seen quite differently. Repentance is seen as something uplifting. The psalmist, which is David in this case, starts off by celebrating how good it is to be forgiven. How many sermons have you heard start with that phrase? Is anyone here excited about being forgiven? Being forgiven is such a blessing. The psalmist then goes through the motions of how they got to the point of forgiveness. For when I kept silent, the psalmist says, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. When we've done something wrong, and we know it, it hurts our insides. I don't know if you've ever made a mistake at work, and you just feel terrible because you know that this mistake might affect other people. And we think, what can we do to make it right? And maybe we try and fix it all on our own. But when we hold on to these things by ourselves, it eats us away. The guilt weighs heavily on us. And we get this phrase, day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. When we keep our sin to ourselves, it does so much harm. It feels heavy. It causes us to groan and feel weary all the time. And so what do we do in this situation when our sin feels overwhelming? Well, we do what the psalmist has suggested. They say in verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to you. I didn't cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. The weight, the burden which they had been carrying was suddenly lifted. And this is the joy in repentance, that we know when we ask God for forgiveness, that he lifts the heavy weight of sin off of us. But we have to acknowledge our sin. It's interesting that the psalmist says, I acknowledged my sin and I did not cover my iniquity. Sometimes when it comes to repentance, we can almost try and justify ourselves. Well, sorry, Lord, that I did this thing, but you know, if I didn't, then ... Or maybe we'll say something like, sorry, Lord, for getting road rage when I was driving, but they were the one who was driving poorly. We can't try and cover the things we've done with a but, with a justification. We need to take accountability and responsibility for our own actions. And when we do that, we will know freedom from sin. We will know forgiveness of sins. We will know God's blessings as one whose transgressions and sins are forgiven. So I encourage you today, turn to the Lord. Is there something that's been weighing on your heart that we need to bring to the Lord? Don't wait. Take it to him now. There was that phrase in the middle, when troubles come like a flood, it said in one translation, in the other translation it says, surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. When things get busy, when there's a great flood, when the great waters are around us, it can feel like we don't have time to go to God. But when we turn to him, even amongst the rush of great waters, we will be kept safe. He watches over us and protects us. Let's pray while we have the time to pray. Don't delay and don't put it off. But when we hear the word repentance, let's not feel condemnation. Instead, let's feel joy that we know we have forgiveness by the blood of Jesus when we repent, when we declare our sin, when we don't try to cover it. We are totally forgiven. So let's rejoice that God forgives our sins, that God completely removes them from us. Let's listen to his instruction and let's rejoice always. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.